Some shoppers in the Cape Breton Regional Municipality are weighing in on the new Health Canada nutrition symbols at the grocery stores. The labels that look like a magnifying glass are mandatory for foods that meet or exceed set levels for saturated fat, sugar, or salt. They are usually placed on the front upper end of the packaging, and they are about the size of a stamp. But what do these shoppers say about that?
Yeah, I think it's a very good thing. Everything is... There's a lot of salt in most products, and anytime they can come up with a label that tells people to, for more health conscious reasons, to watch what they eat, I think it's a good thing.
A lot of people say they may change their shopping habits because of that, or eat smaller portions. Would change the way you shop?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm a diabetic, and I have to be more careful on what I eat. And salt is something I very rarely have in my diet.
Oh, I'm glad to see that. Now I can have smaller portions.
Well, I'd say it's a pretty good idea, but to be honest, I hadn't really noticed them myself in the grocery store. So
I think they're great, but if I want a certain product, whether they're on it or not, I'm buying that product.
Dalhousie University Associate Professor of Medicine Leah Cahill applauds the labels overall.
History. Health Canada has been working on figuring out some sort of initiative since 2016. And they did a lot of consumer research and also worked with Canadians to design the nutrition symbols. The option they went with was a little black and white magnifying glass, and it says high in sodium or saturated fat or sugar. And this is called a high in type of front of package warning. It doesn't give you any reward when you eat something healthy. And in fact, a lot of the healthiest foods don't even have packaging, so this doesn't apply to them. But it kind of warns you and tells you when you're going to reach for something that maybe isn't healthy for you. Now, I like this because I always like to look and see what studies have found. A lot of studies have been done on this, and they have shown that these type of high-end front-of-market packaging, they do actually result in people making healthier choices.
Cahill says smokers will tell you there is nothing new about this, and you may see the labels getting bigger on food.
This type of front-of-package warning has been really proven helpful for smoking cessation in Canada. So that's an example where you can look to see that smoking has decreased. And research showed that what was really helpful was when the warnings included graphics and multiple different messages and large text, and that it started off small, but the messages got larger and larger because people kind of get immune to seeing something after a while and they needed to change. And so my guess is that Health Canada might end up doing the same thing with food package warning, that the symbols might get larger and the messages might change a bit just to keep it fresh in people's minds.
But Cahill says there is a downside to the new packaging, warning shoppers that the food is high in fat, salt, or sugar. She says fresh, healthier food is more expensive, and some shoppers will have no choice but to knowingly buy questionable food.
They can be stigmatizing on a personal level. So while I think they're going to have a good effect on a large, broad population scale, on a personal level, they can be stigmatizing and have a bad effect on people, especially since a lot of these foods with these labels are chosen for their price and their accessibility, and people are already in a hard way. These are vulnerable people, so then kind of labeling them as unhealthy or making them feel worse about that could have a bad effect. If you think about a time where you were stuck and you only had a vending machine to get food from, you know, these are the types of foods that are going to be in vending machines, the ones that have these front of market packaging. So it won't make people feel great on a personal level sometimes.
Cahill says there are many people who want to be healthier, but it's expensive. So she offers some suggestions for those situations.
So that can be really tricky. And I totally validate if people are having that experience. A lot of other people are right now. And it's a big question. You have to look and see what your kind of strengths, what the things you can do are. So meal planning and purchasing in bulk, things like beans, and then, you know, cooking your beans and your rice, things like that can give you a good protein and be less cost effective. But in order to do that, you have to be able to have the money to make a bulk purchase and to be able to carry that much food home in one grocery shopping trip. So it's an individual thing based on, you know, the resources that people have. Some people have a car to get them home from the grocery store, other people don't. So that's a really good time where people would have to kind of look at their specific situation. So I can't give like one perfect answer that's going to work for everyone.
Health Canada says the labels are expected to help reduce the risk of stroke, obesity, heart disease, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and some types of cancers. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.